Getting reaction from our farm groups as the government reopened on Thursday. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. As the government went through 43 days of being closed, the effects of the shutdown was taking its toll on the ag industry, especially as you work through the FSA and NRCS offices. John Hansen is president of the Nebraska Farmers Union.
Yeah, it really did. And they had it what they call a soft open. Mm-hmm. And that allowed them to deal with only about three different program areas. And so some of the ARC and the PLC money, that was able to get out the door, but they were not able to get a CRP money out the door. But that should help with that now. But some of the other program reporting requirements, crop reporting, and a whole bunch of the other programs that people are participating in, it should free that up hopefully within a week.
And of course, with that bill signed by the president, John, it did extend the farm bill for one more year. We do have that one big beautiful bill that had some farm bill language in it, but in all reality, there's some programs that need to be dealt with yet when it comes to that farm bill.
Well, the budget reconciliation process dealt with four titles out of the 12 titles of the Farm Bill. And, you know, the problem with kicking the Farm Bill down the road another year is that the last time we actually passed the Farm Bill was December of 2018. And unfortunately, even at that time, we were using 2014 data. So the data that we have now is at least 11 years old. It's outdated. It's not up to speed.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.